One day, Charlotte Little found the Great Lakes Humane Society near her home on a bike ride. Since that day about 2 years ago, Charlotte says she's come back almost every day. She's currently working with an 8-month-old puppy named Penny. The Jack Russell Terrier Pitbull mix was born with a condition that made her deaf and partially blind. Linda Gottwald with the animal shelter says, although her condition seems like a challenge, the little brown and white dog has had many successes thanks to Charlotte's help.
I don't know what we would do without Charlotte because I don't have all the time to train her, and Charlotte has this gift with animals.
Charlotte says her life experiences help her relate to the dogs.
I was in foster care for a while of my life. Sometimes I kind of know what they're going through, like when they get taken out of their home, being put in here and stuff. After 2 years of hanging out with dogs, like you can tell what they're thinking, what their mood is just by how they're acting.
Charlotte is training Penny how to sit and lay down.
Sit, come on, sit. Yes. Yes, okay. Hey, come here.
She uses hand signals to direct Penny.
I can't say it was easy, but it was like different. Like I have to use different tactics and stuff than what I would with the dogs that can hear and see. And I can't use those voice commands. She can only see the lower half of like what we could see. I have to like get down like lower than she is and do things, and kind of makes it hard, especially since she's kind of small.
One of the things Penny needed help with was learning how to get along with other animals. Right now at the shelter, it's just Penny and a pit bull terrier named Hawkins. The small dog is getting along with her new roommate after Charlotte introduced them to one another.
I eventually let them both out, but I had them on leashes just in case something happened. Then the tug of war toy came out and they were just best friends after that.
Charlotte says the small dog knows how to stand up for herself. Sometimes she can be bossy, but for the most part, she has a happy-go-lucky attitude.
Nothing really bothers her. It's just like, okay, everything's happy, everything's fun. It's just kind of her joyful nature and stuff.
Linda says the shelter's had dogs who are deaf and some with poor eyesight, but never one with both like Penny. She says in her free time, Charlotte researches ways to help her furry friend.
My favorite thing about helping the dogs is seeing them go to homes because of some of the things that I've trained them. Like some of the things that I trained them helps them get adopted.
Just like the other dogs Charlotte's helped, she hopes one day Penny will get adopted.
I hope she has kids. Like she has kids around, like anybody that could just get her energy out and run around the yard with her. And she just needs somebody young that she can just kind of grow up with.
Linda says she's operated the shelter for about a decade. In that time, they've helped more than 700 dogs find their forever homes. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.